With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's no vast conspiracy. There's no sabotaging going on. A bad day is a bad day is a bad day by Shedeur Sanders, and it was made worse by putting Tyler Huntley out there.
You're not going to see him, and he's not going to be preparing for any real game. The Shedeur stuff's over. I hope people understand that. Like, there's still, yes, there are going to be national talking heads forcing a four-string quarterback into the conversation.
Today, it's alive. Tomorrow and the days after, we're getting ready for Cincinnati.
It is over. Like, that, you're not even going to see him throw a football. When's the next time you're going to see him? Like, our camera's going to be at practice?
That all depends.
As they're getting ready for Cincinnati, and
you're talking,
are they going to show scout team? Like,
no.
When's the next time you're going to see Shedeur?
They'll show him stretching and, like, doing the hand thing where they put it on their shoulder pads. Like,
maybe you'll
just
see him
out
at some high school games.
Fourth team quarterback. He won't even be in the scout team.
Right. Maybe you'll see him at some high school games doing some community stuff. Awesome. But that... I mean, I hate to break
that
it to people.
But that all depends. The conversation, that all depends on how well Joe Flacco plays. I mean, if he goes out two Sundays from now and his turds, like, that conversation is going to start again.
Yeah, to hand the ball to the four-string quarterback. Like, what about the guys ahead of him?
But the conversation with the fans is, should he just be ahead of the other guys?
Yeah, the team does not think he's anywhere remotely ready. Anybody that covers the team, or even the national guys that have come in and gotten stuff off the record behind the scenes and in their reporting, they've all said, you just keep disagreeing with everybody. But 100% of those people say he's started way behind. He continues to be way behind. They all say he's got some awesome arm talent.
What did I say? Am I disagreeing with all of them?
I don't know. I thought you said you as me. No. I'm saying all the people out there that continue to think, you know, vast grand conspiracy. Like, I don't know what to tell you any more than anybody who's gotten a chance to talk to Kevin on or off the record. Like, it's pretty clear that they have communicated to those people. He's way behind. He's not even close. And how they have approached the preseason and training camp kind of lines up with exactly what they've been telling everybody. So unless they're lying, and why a team with no quarterback would want to lie and suppress a guy if he had a chance to be really good.
That's where I'll meet people not even a quarter of the way. That's where I'll meet people a little bit on it. Because it's not a conspiracy, but if you go, well, hey, the Browns are inept. Okay. That's fair. I don't think it gets past that. I think the conspiracy could be, you could look at it and go, hey, man, the Browns are the Browns. And I go, okay. I mean, they were 3-14 last year. This is an organization that's done some crazy things here over the last few seasons. And God love them, they still continue to get, they've gotten in their own way many, many more times than they've actually came out on the other side. So if you just think that they're bad at what they're doing, then perfectly fine, go right on ahead. But if you think that they're doing what they can to somehow put the screws to Shedeur Sanders and the Sanders family and all the other things, I can tell you right now, hand of God, it is not even in the realm of possibility with this organization. But, I mean, you guys believe whatever you want to believe. 216-474-0092.
The people saying that they needed, like, he did it for Huntley to get tape out. He started, like, 15 games in the NFL. We don't need any more tape on Tyler Huntley.
That's just a bad excuse.
It's up to that man. Because you know what? God bless him. Thank you for coming. He knew the situation when he signed on here with five other guys ahead of him, including Deshaun Watson. Like, I think he understood. I don't think we need any more tape. We've got a Pro Bowl game. That's the tape I can send to people. He's a Pro Bowler. Is that good enough?
6:40 this morning, Lima Likes coming up on the show. Do you believe that Shador is being sabotaged, either on purpose or because it's the Browns? Or anybody agrees with it or not. Like, I'll talk about my depth chart still at 7 o'clock. But they put him, as of right now with Kenny Pickett out, he's their third team quarterback. He went out there with the third teamers. And I really, 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 really sincerely wish he would have recognized right off and goes, I need to get the ball out. These guys ain't good. They were not good. And he needed to get the ball out. And I would be frustrated if I were him having to run around. I think that he was frustrated. Got to get the ball out. Flat out. Get rid of it. Long. All those things trying to do. Angle work with them guys, man. When you got a bunch of guys who are not going to be playing on Sunday. Yeah. Let's shorten it up. Crossing routes right there, open. He's still looking 20 yards down the field. You got some open guys. You could dump it off, live to see the next down. It wouldn't have been great. It wouldn't have been outstanding. But I see that's where I think he pressed. I think it's as simple as that. And if you say I'm covering for the Browns or I'm sticking my head in the sand, I'm not. I just don't think that they're sabotaging him on purpose. If you think that they're woefully inept, well, I don't know. There's plenty of evidence that would agree with you now, wouldn't it? So I look at it and go, I think that they were putting him out there with the third team because he's their third team QB. He will stay. A lot of these guys will go. And he needed to get the ball out, and he pressed because I think he was trying to get something going at the very end. So, but he was trying to do something for the fans. He was trying to do something for himself. He was amped up, and he started trying to throw a touchdown on every pass.
So who was the audio? What was the clip we just played?
That was TJ Hushman's Out of the Nightcap podcast.
Okay. Were they advocating that Shador should have started the game, the four-string quarterback?
I think his main point was you let Flacco play with the best players available, but you already know who Flacco is.
Well,
I
have to say, the rest of the league, this is funny how there was kind of a pivot over the last 2 years. We went from playing nobody in preseason ever to what was Cincinnati doing? Joe Burrow was out there in every game. Why? Because they didn't want to start out 0-2 again. What did the Browns do in game one last year? They got the you-know-what kicked out of them.
They got hammered.
I can't sit there and say we made everybody do a pledge on Friday, which when
Ethan Posa got hurt.
Oh, my God. I was like, nobody's allowed. We opened up the phone lines and didn't get one call of anybody bagging on Stefanski or the organization for playing guys. And that was the whole thing. The pledge was, hey, you better get in today and say that you have a problem with this. Because if you don't have a problem today, you don't get to say you have a problem after guys go down with injuries. So Flacco, we needed to see him. I think Stefanski needed to see him because he didn't want what happened last year against the Cowboys to derail. And sometimes that can happen. It almost seemed like that season was derailed in game one. I know they got a win in game two. What was it, against Jacksonville?
It was not good.
But it was not good. And the Cowboys weren't a great team last year, and you got destroyed by them. That was their best game of the year, and it was against you because you weren't ready to play. So they were just trying to get ready to play.
Lyman Likes at 6:43, 216-474-0092. Nick in New Philadelphia. Not the old one, the new one. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to kind of expand on the whole Shador Sanders and sabotage thing. I really don't think the Browns are sabotaging him at all. In fact, I think we're doing something that we don't often do. We're kind of slow playing this whole thing with Shador because I think we do see some great things. We saw some flashes in that first preseason game. He made some amazing plays, and he kind of was playing with our twos a little bit. So he played with some better players, played against some decent competition. I know this last game didn't go very well. He is coming off that oblique injury. Don't want to make excuses for him, but that is important for a quarterback. Missed a little bit of time in practice. But again, I really just think the Browns are slow playing this. It's kind of different. I'm 30 years old. I feel like the Browns rarely do this. I know Manziel kind of came in 7-8 games through the year, or halfway through the year 1 year, but didn't really work out. And by no means am I comparing Manziel to him. I really think we need to slow play Shador. I love his potential, And, man, I just hope he's our quarterback, because then we got two first-rounders we can use on guys to build this team, some O-line or some skill guys. So that's all I got. I don't think Shador's being sabotaged, and I think the Browns are slow playing it, as they should.
Nick, thank you very much for the call. I think that's more where they know that, and I don't disagree with Nick. I think it's more the same line of thinking where he's playing it. I think they're going to take their good, sweet time. And although, if he forces them to play him, then he forces them to play him by his own knowledge of the playbook, knowledge of the offense.
If he's nowhere near ready to play now, and again, if you missed the start of the show, anybody who's either covered the team or the national guys who have dropped in and they get a chance to actually talk to the decision makers, probably more than the local guys, unfortunately, they've all said the same thing. Nowhere near ready. He's just nowhere near ready. It's a crash course. He's got to make, part of it is what he was tasked with in college in their system. And so because of that, you know, the slow plane, what's going to get him ready to play? That's the thing I don't understand. Like, this is it. I don't think you're going to see Shador throw a pass. I don't even think that cameras are going to be at the facility
Well, you only get 15 minutes.
Nobody's going to even see him throw a pass. So how does he make up the ground now? He doesn't. And the problem is, and I understood where the caller was going, hey, finally, you're going to give a quarterback a chance to learn and to grow and do all those things that we hear about when it was Jordan Love or Patrick Mahomes, and they're going to get time. The problem for Shador, and this is unfortunately inescapable, is they got two first-round picks next year, and they aren't going to use those picks to bolster the team around the quarterback.
So
they're
going
to go get the quarterback.
So you're right. And one of two things are probably going to happen. Either one, Joe Flacco and the offense are going to look decent, and they're going to win some tight football games and be a little bit better than what people think. Now, that's probably unlikely. What the more likely thing is, the heavily more likely thing is that we reach a point where then you will have a discussion of there is, because I still believe, I know that what Dylan Gabriel put out there on Saturday was pretty decent. I want to give him credit. I thought that there were some missed passes, and I thought Joe was a little bit critical of him, I got to tell you, in the broadcast. But either way, I thought that he did some decent things. I just think we're seeing the best of what Dylan Gabriel can offer you. I don't think that that's...
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A franchise quarterback out there. And I think you will reach a point in the season, probably around Thanksgiving, where you will go, who's got a chance to reach the ceiling? A higher ceiling. Is it going to be Dylan? Is it going to be Shador? And then you will make your decision there. And then in the month of December, the last month of the season, maybe he'll do enough, but he probably won't. So it's your conversation what happens. This is all course to next April, taking the quarterback out of the draft. That's where the course is headed. Unless they surprise some people. Dave in Broadview Heights, you're next up in the Fan.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right, Dave. Go ahead.
Well, let's first give a shout out to those 15,000 strong that were down there watching that game. I mean, takes a real Browns fan to be there on a Saturday.
It was like 17,000, Dave. Seven, all right.
15, 17, I'm sorry. Ken, you're always right. I'm sorry. But I'm just kind of shaking my head. So we gave – Huntley played with these terrible players that Shador couldn't play with. He went down the field and scored, but then we cut him. And I'm a big Joe Flacco fan, but, I mean, he is 40 years old. What if I said – Huntley was the best quarterback on the roster right now and is going to give us the best chance to win long-term over the season? I don't know how you can argue that. And we're cutting him first. It's very strange.
Are you really making an argument for Tyler Huntley right now?
I mean, the guy can play a little bit. And I just – Flacco's 40. And, again, what he did was magical when he came in a couple of years ago and got everything going. We had a much better offensive line coach then and everything else. But the one thing I'll agree with Nick, and I do feel bad for Nick in Philadelphia only being 30, having to watch these guys for another 40, 50, 70 years, however long he lives. But anyways, the Browns are slow playing it. They've been slow playing it since 1965. That's the problem.
That was some good years in there, Dave. Thank you very much for the call. Should have said 99. That would have been the better one.
Does Lima like or does Lima no like? Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
Doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate it.
Like or no like? No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
With something good. I know we've gotten some tweets. Was there anything, anybody else in the Browns game? Was there anybody? Yeah, there was somebody.
I'm alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, we introduce you to, let me make sure I got this right, Aiden Huntington?
Yep, yeah.
Kenny, tell me everything you know about that young man who was out there on the first play.
High motor man. Scrimmage. They love him.
Very
they
early
absolutely
on.
Love him. They think he is a diamond in the rough. They have not stopped talking about him from day one of training camp.
Well, and right after the game, love him. Didn't Stefanski say?
Oh, he's made the team.
All right, he's made the team.
He's on the roster. When they were willing to move, Juwan Briggs, I know, is a different spot, but man, when they're willing to move guys, they really like their front four and they like their depth at some of their front four stuff. I mean, they really like, they've liked Isaiah McGuire. They obviously, you know where they feel about their Hall of Famer and. And they like Aiden Huntington, and it's going to be hard to call him Aiden Huntington.
I know.
And I hate it because, you know, that's a totally different story about how you pronounce Huntington. But either way, it's going to be hard to get his name right at first. So hopefully he becomes a household name and you can't help but get his name right at the end.
All right. However, unfortunately,
Lemon O'Likes,
we get a missed extra point from Dustin Hopkins. So what are we going to do here? Because
cut him.
We had the other kicker come in, and he hit a 37-yarder.
Listen.
Do we have a kicker or do we not?
No, you don't. Well, you might have Andre Schmidt, but just I'm willing to lose a game because of quarterbacks. I understand that. I don't want to lose a game, but I can get the reasoning behind losing a football game because of a quarterback. If you get down there and you can't hit a field goal, just get rid of him. I didn't sign. And Mitch was like, well, you have that guaranteed contract. He said it before the show. I didn't sign him to anything.
No.
I wasn't the goof who signed him to a guaranteed contract. Get rid of him. I don't need him. Put in Andre Schmidt. Or get somebody off the street if you want to. I'm not going to continue to do this. Well, we got to figure it out. I'll give that to other positions. It's a zero-sum game. He was good. He's not good anymore. Sorry. Can't go into the season with it. I wish you well in your future endeavor.
Can I give you a 2-second trivia question?
What's that?
Can you spell the last name of the kicker that you just talked about? Out of time.
You're out of time. Can you put it in a sentence? No. Here we go.
Okay, go.
I'm looking right at the sky so no one can see that I'm not lying. S-Z... YMT Schmidt SZYMT.
Survey says SZMYT.
Damn it!
It's not easy. I was impressed. I mean, I was
I had to check and make sure I spelled it right myself.
I was, when I was doing I was going Schmidt. I couldn't do it, and it's just now it's Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Okay, that's what it is. Meanwhile,
we should mess it up on purpose when he becomes the actual kicker.
Well, what if he's good?
Then we'll just continue to mess it up.
Become the quarterback, depending on how games go.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Come on, it's
Tom Tuchman.
He doesn't like this.
8 hits over the last 2 games.
Owen, Owen also doesn't like that.
You put him to death there. Is that it?
I thought about this a lot. If they are getting, if they're in the sleeper hold, their arm has dropped twice.
64.
They're
raising
it. Oh, they're still alive.
This week, I mean, they've got this week. They got the Mariners coming in at the end of the week. That's it if they don't do it against the Mariners.
64 and 65.
Yeah. And yet they're 5 games behind the Mariners right now for the last wild card spot. That's the only reason that I give them a chance is that they actually have them coming in.
I couldn't believe it. I guess Texas is one of the better
apparently one of the best pitching teams to ever play.
To ever play
professional baseball.
Apparently, but you know, Cade blew the save on Friday. Just gave them an
two last week.
Yeah, gave them an awful start to the weekend, and this team is right back to what all the haters have been saying about them all year. You know, we were hoping infusion of, you know, it seemed like the bats had gotten better when they had that really good stretch of baseball over 20 plus games, but over the weekend they reverted right back to where they were. And you've been the most optimistic about their chances for the postseason. I mean, that team looked like they were ready to call it a season.
That was the Columbus Guardians. It was not great. Great. There's not a lot to say on their behalf right now.
No.
Vogt got outmanaged by Bruce Bochy, which imagine that. You're going to get outmanaged by Bruce Bochy every time, unless you're another guy of his, standing. But yeah, it was a tough weekend for them. Tough weekend for everyone involved, and they got outscored 15-0 Saturday and Sunday, which is not good.
Not good.
Just a disastrous weekend. All right, you know what? It was a good weekend for somebody this show is very familiar with.
Lima Likes.
Was that number 100 for Matt Campbell? The Iowa State Cyclones. Kenny, I see you are rocking some of their... Is that Dublin gear?
This is Dublin gear, everybody. Anybody watching on the YouTube clips that will someday go live.
Yes, they pulled out the...
Dublin gear.
Gutsy 4th-and-3 call late and a huge 24-21 win over Kansas State.
K-State acting as if it's going to bring pressure, and here they come against Beck, who lobs it back.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. What a way to kick off the 2025 college football season. Iowa State, are they playoff bound, Kenny?
Did you see that last touchdown they scored, though? The one with Rocco Beck where they were heavy and then went empty backfield and then still ran it with him? That's some offense right there, boy.
Did that do anything for the over total?
I have no idea.
I think some people were
commenting. Yeah, the Cover 3 podcast guys. I think some of them took the over, but there was one in particular. They're not off to a good start, but there's still 11 games left to go. So we enjoy this one. We're moving on.
And could it be that Ken's other team,
Lima Likes,
could the Michigan Wolverines be back?
Listen
to the confidence out of their quarterback, the $20 million quarterback, Bryce Underwood.
Honestly, just the fact that they've seen a lot of freshmen, but I feel like nobody's seen a freshman like me. So,
what are some of the goals you have for yourself?
Honestly, do whatever it takes to get my team to wherever they want to be, which is the national championship. Of course, beating Ohio State is one of the other things as well. So, however I can prepare my team like that, that's what I'm willing to do.
They're not my other team.
Not your other team?
No.
I thought that was one of your teams.
No.
You always wear that maize and blue in here.
Because I'm from I live in Streetsboro.
I just see the colors.
They're blue and gold. That's what their colors are.
Amen. I'm not the one wearing it.
And Demi, think over the weekend, like the Rams have those colors and they butcher them. Their uniforms are terrible. Anyway, they have at Oklahoma is their second game of the year, September 6th. And then obviously the only other ranked team Michigan plays as of right now is that game and Saturday, November 29th, when they host the Ohio State University. That's a noon kickoff, by the way.
Heard it's called
Kenny,
a game.
Kenny, never another there has not been a freshman like me. Those are some big, confident words. How much did he get paid by? Was it? I know they're touting the way the contract. We're touting the way college NIL deals are structured.
I have no idea. But you would know.
A lot of money for him. Better be good. He better be good. There's some pressure on that young man. One final note.
Oh.
It was a rocky weekend.
I'm a no likes.
For Deion's kids. We talked about Shador Sanders. What in the world went down with his brother? Is this Shiloh or is this Deion Jr.?
This is Shiloh.
This is Shiloh.
Deion Jr. does not play. I don't know if he plays. I don't think he plays football anymore. Shiloh took a swing at somebody. I didn't find it to be as ridiculous as what people were making it out.
Here's an examination.
Sanders, right there, with a shove back.
That's not going to be good.
Or either one of them. That's the tight end, Zach Davidson.
Is Chris Myers doing preseason
game? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He's at least doing preseason fights.
Yeah. I mean, it was, he took a swing, but didn't the guy before him take a swing?
Yeah, that's the thing that I saw. If you saw the whole lead up to it, it was just two guys, like we saw, there were a lot of cheap shots in the Browns game late. You got guys trying to make teams, like, yeah, this is what happens. And normally, like, if that would have happened in a Browns game, I think Browns fans would have been like, yeah, showing some fight.
Well, like, you can't do it. And, yeah, it should have been flagged and all that other stuff. But it's like, I didn't think it was, like, as ridiculous as what people were making it out to be. I didn't think it was as beyond the pale as what some were making it out to be. I go, yeah, he took a swing. I know, bad. Flag him, the whole thing. But I didn't, I don't know, man. It seems Saturday night people were just up in arms over it. Like, I didn't. Wasn't like Miles. Wasn't like that situation. Let's call it what it is. I mean, that was pretty wild. This wasn't. I mean, you see that happen at least once a game, okay. I think.
That is it for Lima Likes.
Okay. Outstanding performance by you.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.